Hello, mamas, and welcome to the Mother Herb podcast, the personal development podcast for mums ready to lead their life and their children bravely, confidently, and from a place of deep self-fulfillment, health, and happiness. I'm your host, Jade Abbey, motherhood empowerment coach, founder of the Motherhood Community, and together we are going to redefine motherhood. In this podcast, I bring to you practical tools, inspiring teachings from global experts, insights into my own personal journey, as well as some good old humorous, honest mum-to-mum chats. So if you're ready to take on the journey to empowered motherhood, join me as I take that journey with you. Grab yourself a cuppa, get comfy, and enjoy this episode. Hey mamas, welcome back to another episode on the Mother Herb podcast. I hope you've all been well. I know it's been a hot minute since I've been here. If it's your first time here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found me and the Mother Herb podcast, because today we're starting off with a pretty juicy one. This one is a really powerful concept that I just had to share with you guys. You may have heard of it, you may have not. It's called the glass ball analogy. And this analogy goes way back. It's something that I've heard of, but I would say only until these like most recent years started applying this concept to a more daily perspective, to my everyday motherhood. And since I've started doing that, it has been an absolute game changer. Now, if you are a mum that is just feeling very burnt out, very exhausted and overwhelmed, trying to juggle everything at once, you are at the right place, and I completely resonate with you. This is coming from a recovering do-it-all mother, a mum that was always in autopilot, that thrived off busyness, and I get it. I really get it, and I want to show you ways in which you can change that, and that it just doesn't have to be that way. You know, there is another way of motherhood that is a whole lot more fulfilling and wholesome. And this comes from someone that has learned that through many lessons, many setbacks, many big ass pills to swallow, self-realizations where, you know, I've pulled myself up and I've said to myself, you know what, this is not the way I want my motherhood to be. My motherhood journey does not have to fit into the societal mold of what motherhood should be. And what's truly important to me is, you know, I had this thought, how do I want my children to remember me? What is the legacy that I want to leave as a mother? What are the memories I want my children to take with them of me, of their childhood? You know, do I want them to remember me as the mum that was just always busy, stressed out, running around like a headless chicken, always doing the housework? Or do I want them to remember me as the mum that was always there for me, always had time for me, that played with me, that truly saw me and understood me, that was my friend? That's how I want to be remembered as a mum. I want them to take those uncandid memories of playfulness and wholesome memories of us, you know, baking together in the kitchen, or slow mornings on the sofa, giggling, having pillow fights and jumping on the bed. Just all the stuff that I'm slowly coming to realize are the memories and the things that they remember. They are not remembering the nicely folded clothes. They're not remembering the clean countertops. And this was a huge realization for me, how much fulfillment there is in letting all that shit go and being so much more present in motherhood and so much more present with my kids. And I've come to realize that all that stuff that I was placing at the top of my to-do list as an important thing, as a priority, actually isn't that important, and actually is totally okay to wait, and that my whole world is not gonna come crashing down if I don't get everything done in a day. And this is where this concept comes into play. And as I go through it, it's going to make a little bit more sense to you. But basically, this glass ball, the glass and rubber ball analogy, is a metaphor for prioritizing the important things in life. So for the sake of this, I want you to imagine juggling all your responsibilities and different areas of your life as a mum, with each one represented by a ball that you're tossing and juggling in the air. Now, the rubber balls, those are the tasks, the responsibilities, the areas in your life that if you do drop, they can easily bounce back without causing any major damage or repercussions. And as a mum, these rubber ball things might be, you know, finishing the laundry, doing the kids' homework, responding to like non-urgent work emails, cooking an extravagant homemade meal for the family, ironing, folding all the clothes away. The list goes on, packing the kids' toys away off the floor, going to a social event that you got invited to, but you don't really want to go. Or, you know, attending to social media notifications. These are all little tasks and things during the day that, yes, they're things that eventually need to be done. However, are those things that if you don't attend to there and then, if you forget to do one of those things in a day, is there going to be huge implications? Probably not. Are there things that you can let go of and allow to bounce back later to attend to? Yes, most definitely. So I hope you're starting to understand the gist of this. So when we talk about the glass balls, these are the ones that we need to handle with more care. Dropping one of these balls could be a potential shatter. And in motherhood, these are the things that are your absolute non-negotiables. These are things and people in your life that matter the most and require the utmost care and focus. And the first and foremost and most precious glass ball is yourself. Your mental, emotional, and physical well-being is a big ass glass ball. Because you know what? If that glass ball smashes, what do you do then? You're not able to prioritize or care for your kids, for your loved ones, or to show up for any of those important areas in your life if you are not in good health and of sound mind. And that comes with viewing your mental, emotional, physical well-being as a very precious glass ball that must be handled with the utmost care and priority. Other glass balls are things like your relationship and connection with your husband or your partner, spending present, undivided quality time with your children, the safety and well-being of your children, checking in with loved ones and family, even things like good quality sleep, your finances, your financial stability, budgets, personal growth, development. These are the things in your life that really matter and don't really have room for neglect. So as we chat today, I want you to just have a little think about your own juggling act of motherhood, because the chances are, if you are sitting here listening to this and thinking, I am feeling completely stretched thin, exhausted, burnt out, overwhelmed, you're most probably doing exactly what I was once doing. And that is trying to juggle absolutely everything as if it was a precious glass ball. And therefore, most probably letting actual glass balls, those actual important things in your life, slip out of your fingers, i.e. self-care, quality time with your kids, the connection with your partner. Because if you are trying to juggle absolutely everything all at once, the reality of it is we cannot juggle absolutely everything in our life all at once and well. So when we start to be clear on what are the actual glass balls of our life, we can then loosen our grip on those rubber balls that we know will bounce back, that we know we can attend to later. And that is how we lighten the load. That's how we bring a halt to this crazy juggling act of motherhood and start focusing on what's truly important to us. Now, don't get me wrong, this is not me saying, yeah, just stop doing all your housework, it's fine, like, don't bother cooking nice fancy meals for your family. That's not what this is about. What this is about is finding more balance and grace in your day-to-day priorities and understanding that there's going to be days that the laundry is piled up. There's going to be days that you forgot to do your kids' homework. There's going to be the odd evening where the family's eating, I don't know, cheese on toast for dinner. And that's okay. Sometimes we have to let go of those less important things that can be put to one side until a later time. So when, you know, you are thinking about, well, what is it that's important to me? Think long term. What's going to make a real difference to you and your kids in the big picture? Is it that, you know, perfectly done, organic, homemade lunchbox every day? Probably not. But that quality time with your kids, keeping in check with your mental health, making sure you're all getting enough sleep, those are the things that are contributing to the bigger picture. And just remember, like, we are all doing the best we can. And it's okay if things don't always go according to plan. Things will not always go according to plan. And we will open ourselves up to a whole lot more inner peace if we can be okay with that. So this is your permission to let go of some shit and place your time into the things that are going to really be remembered. Now, you know, if you are a practical person or visual person, there are little ways that you can keep on track with this and keep little reminders of what it is, what those things are that are important to you. And that might be as simple as putting, you know, little notes on your fridge or your mirror or by your on your phone or by your bedside. And keeping them in clear view can help you keep them in clear focus. If you are someone that, like I said, is very practical and likes to have things, you know, written out, written down and organized, then I have a little something for that. I have actually created some really handy and really powerful digital and printable templates for mums. There's all different ones over there on my Mother Her Etsy store, but there is a particular template on there that relates to this. And I will put the link in the episode bio if you do want to go over and check that out. It's just really handy for, like I said, if you are someone that really likes to be super organized or needs to kind of write this stuff down, then this is a great way to keep yourself organized, keep yourself on track. It helps you keep focused on what's important, delegate, and be able to organize your day without the overwhelm. So yeah, head on over. Like I said, there's a heap of other digital downloads and templates on there for all different areas of motherhood. Or if you're old school like me, you can print them out and stick them on your fridge, which is something I like to do. But apart from that, my loves, that is a wrap. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'd actually love to hear how you all manage this balancing act of motherhood. And if you've got any tips, if you do go over and try out any of the templates, I'd love to hear your feedback. Let me know if they work for you, leave a review, because that is what helps me keep making these handy resources, because it's what I love to do. But thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you found something in this talk that clicks for you, something that you can take into your day-to-day motherhood, and I hope it helps. So that is all for today, but until next time, I hope you all have a beautiful rest of the week. Take care. Much love, mamas. Mamas, if you enjoyed this episode and would like to hear more from the Mother Her podcast, please make sure to spread the love, like, and subscribe so you can keep up to date on all our latest episodes and interviews. You can also head on over via the link in the episode bio to the Mother Her Instagram community for your weekly dose of inspiration, practical tools and talks. You can also find free resources, the Motherhood blog, and courses via my website link in the bio. See you all soon.